Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to worship at the altar of music and comedy. The giddiness and the harmony of a well-crafted comedy song brings great joy in abundance. Join the tinkling talents of David Timms and me, Phil Nickel. Sit back, turn it up, and enjoy Songs in the Key of Laugh.
Hey! Oh, this is it. This is the one.
This is it, yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Phil.
Welcome to our Christmas edition, which we didn't get out in time for Christmas because David was stuck in the snow.
Well, you know, America and all that. It was very snowy, and so we didn't quite manage to finish what we needed to do before the end of before Christmas. So I'm sorry about that. But we're back.
We're back.
We're back for this final episode of Series 3, which is the ninth episode, which I think is the perfect amount of episodes for a series.
It is the perfect, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 10 is just too many.
10's weird. Metric. Not into the metric.
People who do 10 episodes are dicks.
This is an ounce of podcast.
Just
a gallon of podcast.
Just a gallon, yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Three hands of podcast. We measure them the way we want to. On this podcast, we're going to be, we're going to be presenting our nativity, which is one of the things we didn't get around to doing. So that'll be fun.
That's great.
So Christmassy.
It's like seeing a pantomime half the way through the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, well, pantos go into the end of January.
They do, that's true, but also, it's that big show. It's the show in which we announce the winner of our comedy songwriting competition. It's a competition, which I'm so excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Do you? So there's so much to look forward to in this episode. Keep listening. So in this season, Phil, we've had some sensational guests.
Oh, man. We've got, well, should we just thank them all? Should we go through and tell you who we've had?
Yeah, we should probably.
We've had Johnny the Baptist.
Amazing.
Amy Weber.
Sensational.
Jazz Emu. Tim Vine.
Wicked,
Flatten the Curves.
Cool.
David O'Doherty. Oh, Geraldine Quinn. And don't forget Pat Cahill.
Do not forget.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming on our show. It's been a lot of fun chatting with people. And if you guys want to go back and listen to some of the other stuff, go to songsinthekeyoflaugh.com or go to Acast and find Songs in the Key of Laugh or go to your podcast on your phone or whatever and listen to all the previous episodes. There's a fantastic one with Adam Buxton. We've got Rich Hall, just a lot of fun stuff to listen to there. So get listening.
Yeah, also, our last episode, we had David O'Doherty.
Yes.
Just very, very quickly, that man knows so much about comedy music.
I know, it's amazing.
He's a real like aficionado.
He is.
What an incredible guest to get on the show.
Yeah.
We're so lucky.
We are really lucky.
We're really lucky.
It's the final episode of Songs in the Key of Laugh for 2022, which is great that you're listening to it in 2023. That's the kind of podcast we are, David. We're rule breakers.
Yeah.
We're rule breakers. People have been listening all along will know that we run this comedy song contest. And
it's a competition.
It's a contest.
Yep.
And we've had so many amazing submissions for this year. And we've narrowed it down to, you've been listening to our favorites of the week. We've narrowed it down to the final three. And we're about to announce the first runner-up in the comedy song. Or is it the second runner-up?
This is, well, they're both runners-up, and they both
receive... I know, but the second runner-up comes first, and this is the first second runner-up, then there's the first runner-up. So this is the second runner-up.
This is the second runner-up who receives the same prize money as the person who is the first runner-up.
Runner-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is it, Phil, and how much did they win?
It's the first runner-up in the Comedy Song Contest, Songs in the Key of Laugh 2002, is, drumroll please, Tommy McKay with his song, Anthea Turner's Cock.
When I was young, I looked upon Blue Peter with bright eyes. But one day an incident left me traumatized. Anthea Turner was presenting an item on Keep Fit. She wore a tight track suit, I couldn't keep my eyes off it. What's that I see down there in the gusset area? Is that a tampon or a
rolled-up sock. No, it's Anthea Turner's cock. I swear to God, that's what I saw. A lump I just could not ignore. I guess she has an ovary. She's married to an ovary. Unless she is a beard as well. It's really hard these days to tell. Is that a tampon or a rolled up sock? No, it's Anthea Turner's cock. Is that a tampon or a rolled up sock? No, it's Anthea Turner's cock. My eyes, my beautiful eyes, are permanently traumatized.
That was Tommy McKay's Anthea Turner's cock. Now, we know it's a little puerile. We understood that, but it's just so daft. It's just funny. So well-timed. We've listened to all these songs many times, and that song just gets you every time. It's just dumb.
It's the one that we sing the most, isn't it?
It's just pretty puerile, and it's fantastic. So congratulations, Tommy. You win 50 quid in the Songs of the Key of Laughs Comedy Song Contest.
Congratulations.
We have guests from all over the world. And we've had, we've had submissions from Paris. We've had submissions from Sweden. We've had submissions from Scotland. And this, our next runner-up is from LA. It's a group called Tall Boy Special. It's a group called Tall Boy Special.
Is that difficult to say, that one, Phil?
I'm finding it hard to say. Yeah. Tall Boy Special.
The group is called Tall Boy Special,
and the song is Mrs. D. Martinez.
Mrs. DeMartinez teaches yoga in the park. She puts rose petals in her water bottle. She got that from a Home and Garden magazine. She caps her class size at 15. Same number of students as when she taught middle school math.
She taught us middle school math, still teaches middle school math.
Ooh, for someone who wrote us up every time we were late. She sure is flexible. Ooh, she'll move your mat next to hers if you don't participate. She's still got principles. Mrs. DeMartinez waits tables at McCormick and Schmick's. She wears a My Teacher's a Hero button.
She got it from a Home and Button magazine.
She enforces indoor voices at the table and moves your seat if you eat off each other's plates.
She'll keep you after dessert. See me after dessert.
Ooh, for someone who would not allow snacking in a class,
she sure is hospitable.
Ooh, she won't accept your tips if you don't show your work.
She's still got principles. Mrs. DeMartinez is a rookie on the Mets. She'll be starting pitcher in the postseason. I read it in a Home and Baseball magazine. She taunts the A's by calling them the F's. Mike Piazza's parents chaperone away games.
When she takes the mound, she walks out to this song.
Mrs. DeMartinez works 47 jobs. She's every tri-state Santa, and she's the real Santa Claus.
Roll. doesn't pay anything, so at night she drives for Lyft.
So that was Tall Boy. Oh, it's happened to me now.
Tall Boy Special. All the way from LA. All the way from LA. Wait, that's their song, Mrs. D. Martinez.
It's amazing that this podcast is now global.
It's global.
It's global.
There's almost 400 of us worldwide. But well done, guys. You guys take away a £50 runner-up prize at the Songs of the Key of Laugh Comedy Song Contest.
Throughout this series, we've been writing another musical.
A nativity.
Yes.
Yes. And if you're a fan of the show, you'll know that Dave and I took on this idea of writing these improv dictionary musicals. We put our finger in the dictionary, we pick a word, we write a song that week, and then we try and write a narrative to it. Last year, we had Monsoon, which you can hear online.
You can. Yep, still there.
And we decided, because this year, we thought it was going to run up to Christmas. We'll just get that right on Christmas. We'll get our last episode out just on Christmas and Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. You can sit down and be all cozy and Christmassy. And listen to to our nativity, but we didn't do it. We didn't get it done. Extenuating circumstances meant that we were not able to. So you're listening to it now in the new year.
You are,
yeah. But just pretend that it's Christmas again.
You can listen to it next year.
Go and get an eggnog.
Why not?
Go get an eggnog.
So yes, we're going to run into it. But just before we do. Play on nativity. I think we should go through the words because I think it's really important that our listeners know, if you haven't heard all of these up to now, some of these words that we pick are a little bit weird.
Yes.
And we were doing it from my piano tuning book.
Yes, because we didn't have your dictionary.
We didn't have my dictionary. I don't have one of them in the studio. Yeah. So, so each time we picked a word, what are some of those words?
Well,
that we
I've only got some of them down, but there's glue was the first one.
That's an important one in this.
Being, in this, yeah. Screw, mouth. And then, you know, whatever. It goes on.
It does.
So if some of it doesn't make sense, it's
that's probably why.
Because we use David's piano tuning book. This is The Nativity by David Timms and Phil Nichol.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It was the year 3752, if you're Hebrew. To everyone else, it's 1 BC. But we wouldn't know that yet because BC means before Christ, and, well, Christ hasn't been born yet. He's about to be. And that's what this musical is about. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, or Oily Josh, as he came to be known as a teenager. No matter. It all began when the Archangel Gabriel visited Mary to tell her that God had a special plan for her. I am the angel Gabriel, and I've come down to speak to you. Mary, I'm gonna tell you tonight exactly what you've gotta do. God's gonna come upon you and fill you with his glue. You're gonna have a baby, he's gonna be a Jew. God's glue, God's glue, God's gonna fill you with his glue. God's glue, Mary knew, inside her a baby grew.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God's glue, God's glue, God's gonna fill you with his glue. God's glue, Mary knew inside her a baby grew. Gabriel departed, and Mary rubbed her belly and thought, I'm going to give birth to the King of the Jews. I'm giving birth to the King of the Jews. And all the angels sang.
Then he went. Mary went to her cousins, Zachariah and Elizabeth's place, to share the great but strange news.
Hey there, Zach and Liz. You are my cousins. Now listen to this. I got knocked up by a deity. He called himself God. And as he entered me, he said his name over and over and over again.
God,
when
God,
he
God,
was
God,
done,
God,
I could only applaud. Now I'm gonna be the mother of a being. Yeah, the Lord, he is all seeing. And you need to know.
You need to know.
It was God. I'm still pure.
I'm still
gonna adore. Yes, he walked right through the door and popped me with his
spawn.
Inside me a baby grows. He's gonna be the King of the Jews, and I want you to choose his name.
No, thank you for asking, Mary. I was thinking something nice like Jesus. Oh, don't be silly, Zachariah. How about Benjamin? No, not Benjamin. Yes, after your grandfather. No, I don't. What are you getting on my case for? Jesus, should be Jesus. How about Schnicky? Schnicky, like your uncle Schnicky.
I'm going to call him Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I said. Gabriel thought he might want to let Joseph in on God's little plan, so he went there and kept a safe distance from Joseph, who was renowned for overreacting and histrionics. Hey, Joe, where you going with that life in your hand? You look like a carpenter, you walk like a man. Hey, Joe, over here, just above your head in the middle of your shed, it's me, the angel Gabriel. Ho, ho, ho. I've got some good news. I got some bad news. It's up to you, which is up to you, you choose. We got loose. He loosened a screw. He did a deedy doody doody da. What did he do? He did a deedy doody. Deedy deedy doody deedy da dee 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 dee. God did a deedy doody. You know your girlfriend Mary. I'm gonna tell you something scary. God did something Larry. Got her pregnant with his child. Who? When you got. You can do what you want when you're God. You can say what you want when you're God.
When you're God.
You can say what you want when you're God.
When you're God.
You can do what you want then. Now listen, Gabriel, I don't know you from Adam. Well, I mean, I didn't really even know Adam. That was just one of my great, 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 grandparents, but I do know who God is. And if you're telling me what I think you're telling me, that then my girlfriend, who is a virgin, I might add. I mean, honestly, look at me. Do I look like a kind of, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm not that kind of guy. And you know that I would to do that kind of thing. But then if it were to happen, you go over here, then, well, you know, I'm going to have to explain to people that it wasn't me. What am I supposed to do? Hey, Joe. I'll tell you what to do. Just tell everybody that you didn't do. You did nothing wrong. You sang a song and that's all. Tell them that God did it. God did it. Tell them that God did it. And now Mary's pregnant with God's child too. With God's child too.
God's child too.
Joseph and Mary packed it up and packed it in. And let me begin. I came to win. Battle me, that's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up. The two of them headed for Bethlehem.
I've always liked traveling, but never by mule. I thought you had a car, dear.
Oh, Mary, you fool. This is all I got from my dad. He wouldn't give me the keys. So get on this mule. Let's head to Bethlehem, if you please.
If you please, if you please.
We're going to Bethlehem. Stop on the way.
Stop on the way.
I'll buy you a pizza.
That's good, cause I'm really hungry.
Yum, yum, yum.
I'm gonna be good to you, Joe.
I love you so dearly, Mary.
I hope he's gonna have your mouth there, Joe.
And your long brown hair. After a long, arduous journey, Mary and Joseph arrived at the hotel. 2 stars on TripAdvisor, breakfast is extra. However, Bethlehem Travel Lodge had overbooked due to the football. Typical. Well, that at least explains their 2-star rating. Cunts. And the angels weren't much help either. It's impossible to get good help these days. Hello? Hello, is there anyone there? Hello, is there anyone there? What do you want? We were wondering if there was any room vacancies. Bertha! Bertha, get down here. What is it, Bob? We've got some people looking for a room. I'll be right down. This is my wife, Bertha. Hello. Why is her voice deeper than yours? Don't ask. I smoke. Now, what is it you kids wanted? Well, we were just wondering if there's any room. There's no room at the inn. I'm sorry, you'll have to come again. I don't think I could fit you all in.
There's no room at the inn.
What do you mean?
I just said there's no room at the inn. I don't want to have to explain it again. If you don't believe me, listen to him.
There's no room at the inn.
What do you mean there's no room at the inn? Are you mental? Come here, my wife is pregnant. My wife is 9 months pregnant. Do I look like a schmo to you? I booked this online on booking.com, and this is the way you're gonna treat me, huh? Do you know who I am? I'm Joseph the fucking carpenter. That's who I am.
Joseph. Maybe in the East Wing?
There's no room at the inn.
Maybe in
There's
the parlor?
There's no room at the inn.
Maybe in
There's
the suite?
There's no room at the inn.
What about the gymnasium?
There's no room.
Maybe in the smoking room?
There's no room at the inn.
There's no room. There's no room.
Oh my God. At the inn.
I can't believe this is so hard. I just want to give birth somewhere comfortable.
Oh. Bartha, what about the shed?
The shed?
The innkeeper, whose name was Bob. Yeah, Bob. He's a person with feelings and a name, okay? Bob. Bob the innkeeper. Well, Bob took pity on Mary, and fearing a Twitter pile-on after the lousy treatment of a pregnant woman, and rightly so, I mean, it's the year of 5752, if you're Hebrew, for God's sakes, well, he didn't want that happening. So he put Joe and Mare into his shed, which he was advertising on Airbnb, but it was laying empty because it was, quote-unquote, a pigsty. Bob preferred to use the term manger. It's a quiet night here in the manger. My wife's asleep beside me. I'll keep her safe from danger.
You always keep us safe.
Got a feeling that the baby is coming. Got a feeling that it's coming soon. I'm gonna be a father to him if it's the last thing that I do. Gonna have a baby, a baby. Gonna have a baby. He says it's God's son, and I say it's mine. I'm gonna give him all of my time. The angel told us it's gonna be the Son of God when He arrives.
The Son of God when He arrives.
Gonna make me
a little sad.
Why are you crying, Joseph?
I'm sorry for waking Mary. It's just, I'm in utter turmoil at the moment. The whole you being impregnated by God thing. I just don't think I can deal with the image. The image of you and God together banging and booging the
coming.
Okay, he made you come. What do you expect? He's God, for God's
sake. He's coming.
I know enough already. Oh, look at me. I'm God with my big magic wand. I'm pumping away.
No, Joseph, the baby.
The baby.
He's coming.
The baby's coming. No, no. Oh, no. She's gonna walk.
Boop.
And Mary gave birth to
a child.
A star rose in the east. Nope, it wasn't Ned Sheeran. It was bigger and so much brighter. It was the North Star, a Streisand of a star.
The night sky, I'm a star. Some of you might want to follow this guy, but I'm not on Instagram. No, I'm not on TikTok. You won't find me on Twitter. You just gotta look up. I'm a star. Yeah, you'll see me up in the east. Oh, I'm a star. If you're a shepherd, then you'll see me above your. I'm a star, yes, I'm a North Star. I'm the star that you'll follow. I'm gonna take you to heaven. Oh, to the child where he has been given to us here in a stable. He's surrounded by pigs and sheep and ducks and gooses and donkeys and other things that you find in a manger. Yeah, he's gonna be there, the little tiny baby crying his little tiny ass off. If you'd like to follow me, then you can find me on Instagram at star900 or on Twitter at the star. Or you'll find me on Facebook, just called the star. Yes, I'm the star.
Star. in the east, out Chelmsford way, or even a bit further, three wise men saw the star and followed her to Bethlehem. At around the same time, a bunch of shepherds rocked up, and that's just one of those days. You couldn't write it. Well, you could. I mean, they did. It's called the Bible, you bunch of maroons. Anywhere, here's the wise guys.
We're the three wise guys. And we've come from abroad. We're the three wise guys. We've bought gifts for the Son of God.
We're the shepherds. We're the shepherds' fools. We're the stinky sheep covered in stinky wool.
Whoa, that stinks. Who are you guys?
We're the wise guys.
We're the shepherd's fools.
Oh, okay, so we're the wise guys and shepherd's fools. They're different, but the same. They're here for the same reason, to bask in the baby's fame. Just six strange men traveling miles, all that way to meet a tiny child. Stranger, manger, danger. Stranger, manger, danger.
Stranger, manger, danger.
Manger, stranger, danger.
Oh, be careful, Jesus.
Stranger, danger. Stranger, danger.
We brought you gifts from the east. Some frankincense.
Some myrrh.
I forgot to get something. Would gold be okay? I just didn't pick anything up.
All I got is a sheep.
Yeah, right.
Would you like your sheep? Who wants lamb for dinner?
Yeah, yeah,
stranger, manger, danger. Stranger, manger, danger.
Stranger, manger, danger.
Stranger, manger, danger.
Stranger, manger, danger.
Stranger, manger, danger.
Stranger, manger, danger. These guys seem okay to me. All's well that ends well. The little Lord Jesus sleeps peacefully, surrounded by his mum, his almost dad, six absolute weirdos, three sheep, four pigs, a cow, two ducks, and a chicken called Happy. It's a silent night, but is it a holy one? It sure is, all thanks to God's glue. The family that sticks together stays together. God's glue, keeping families together since 5752.
God's glue, God's glue, God's gonna fill you with his glue. God's glue, it's all true, keeping us together since 52.
Well, that's the nativity for another year. Another year of hardships and joy. Another year of Santa and toys. Another year when you've had to explain to your children what a virgin is. In the words of Tiny Tim,
God bless us, everyone.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
Nativity was brought to you by God's Glue, the makers of God's Glue since 52, keeping families stuck together. The family that sticks together stays together. God's Glue, available at all outlets near you.
God's Glue.
So that's it.
That's
that
it.
That's the nativity.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. God's glue. We'll never have to do that again.
We won't. No. But I'm sure we'll be writing another one shortly.
This is the moment that we've been waiting for the whole series, where we announce the winner of the comedy song contest.
Competition.
Contest for series 3.
I'm really excited.
On Songs the Key of Laugh.
This person is going to win £200. And the winner, drum roll please, is...
Plastic Jesus,
yeah!
E for effort.
Yeah.
is a folding bike. You've just got to be prepared to put the effort in. And every door is a sliding door. You've just got to be prepared to put the effort in. But not every boat is a gravy boat. A satisfactory ending.
Oh, that's so good. Congratulations, Plastic Jesus. Your song, E for Effort, wins the Comedy Song Contest Series 3, Songs in the Key of Laugh. You are now going to, well, I'm going to send you a big check, one of those huge ones.
Can you get one of those? I think they cost about £200 to make.
we're getting one of those huge checks.
Do you want the big check or do you want the
money? No, do you want the money?
We're only offering
We'll give you the money.
Yeah.
Congratulations. But congratulations to all of the people that sent in submissions. We've had so much fun listening to your work. Keep writing songs. Keep enjoying yourself. Keep trying to make people laugh. And thanks again also to Tall Boy Special, and Tommy McKay for Anthony Turner's Cock and Toy Boy Special for Paul Boy.
You cannot say it. Mrs.
D. Martinez.
Please do, as Phil just said, send in these songs. Keep sending them in because we are going to be doing this again in Series 4.
Yes, in 2023, which might come out in 2024.
You never know.
If you want to see more or hear more of us, why not visit us at our website, songsinthekeyoflaugh.com, and listen to some of the old episodes. They're fantastic.
I want to say a couple of big thank yous. One to Acast for hosting our podcast. I want to say a huge thank you to Mr. James Hingley, our producer.
Thank you, James.
And I want to say an even bigger thank you to all of you for listening. Thank you.
Join us at patreon.com/songsinthekeyoflaugh or buy us a coffee at coffee.com/songsinthekeyoflaugh. Can't wait to see you next season.
See you later.
Bye!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.